Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Luke Bryan, What She Wants Tonight. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, J.R. and Melanie, 995 QYK. Well, I think most importantly, the thing is, we are in this together. We live right here in our community. We are going to rally together. We're going to be okay in all this. And we're going to find out those who have been affected by it, make sure they're treated, you know, appropriately and fast. And so they've been talking about hospitals expanding their and being mobile with their testing and whatnot. So we're going to have all that info coming up more and more.
Yeah, and you can always check our website as well, 995QYK.com. For coronavirus updates, there's an entire section on there, and we are posting constantly to it to let you know how it's affecting our area.
Yes, absolutely. And some, you know, obviously some city officials like the Tampa mayor and the St. Pete mayor have spoken out about this. Here is the St. Pete mayor.
And this is really a time where this city tends to shine its brightest. And I want to encourage everyone to continue to be what St. Petersburg is and what makes this city such a special place. Be kind to each other. Be compassionate with each other. Be patient as we go through this difficult time. We're going to get through this as a community together.
You know, when I hear that, I think about the grocery stores and whatnot and how you just got to be mindful of those, especially the elderly who are sometimes being quarantined if they're 65 older or older. Other states are doing that.
Yeah. And I saw a story that a woman posted on Facebook about that, about how there was an elderly couple and they didn't have anybody in the area to go inside the grocery store for them. So they said, hey, can I give you $100 and can you go in and get us some supplies because we're scared. We don't want to get sick.
Sure.
And so if there's any opportunity that you can just help out your neighbor, even if you're not friends with them necessarily or you didn't know them before, now's the time to come together like the St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman just said there and really help out each other.
Here's Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
You know, we've practiced this. We have the procedures in place. We have the policies and we've exercised it on a number of occasions. Surges with the hospitals, all of that. I had each of the heads of the major hospitals here in my office and we went over that. The remote testing. We have the capability for that in place right now.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier, too, is the fact that they have trained for this, you know, this type of,
Crisis,
I guess. Yeah, going on. And they have, you know, things in place for this type of thing. So, you know, that our health officials, I can't thank them enough, by the way, the nurses who are working in these environments, these doctors that are working in these environments. Thank you so much. First responders, everybody who is in our health field have rallied around and said, hey, we were going to treat these patients and we're going to make sure that we take care of our community.
Absolutely. We cannot thank you guys enough. And even the people at the grocery store who they're handling cash and checking everybody out, making sure that people can get the supplies that they need. We just thank you guys so much.
Yeah, the important thing is we are going to get through this. And there's actually some encouraging news we heard last night from Vice President Pence and also our governor. We're going to let you hear that next. And great, great news for those students that depend on school lunches. All right. Let's take a break. I'm going to tell you about it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. Well, there's been a lot of talk about closing restaurants and other parts of the country. They are doing that. They have not implemented that yet here. They have talked about, you know, limiting the capacity of restaurants to 50%. Beaches closing a little bit earlier at 5 o'clock. Now, that's in Miami and Fort Lauderdale as of now.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's going to make its way up here. But governor gave a statement last night. Here's the governor. Whoop, let me get my thing going here because I'll pay attention. My bad.
You know, I don't know that I'm, you know, I think that people have said just close all restaurants. You know, I don't know that I'm convinced that that would be necessary, but I do think areas in the country, you've seen municipalities say, you know, there needs to be a certain amount of distance between each table, maybe have a 50% limit in terms of the restaurant. I think that would probably be something that would be more feasible.
You know, I got to be honest, and we talked about this earlier. I mean, I went out, I ate at some restaurants this week, and not saying that was the right move, but I did do that because I didn't want to be quarantined in my house. Also don't cook. So that's another thing. But, you know, I was careful as careful as I could be, you know, washing hands. And I felt like the restaurants were doing their part to stay clean.
Yeah, it's hard because there's so many mixed messages being sent out there. On one side, you're thinking, okay, I want to get out there, support the local economy and do my part in that way. And then on the flip side, you're being told to self-quarantine.
Right.
And so are you helping or hurting people by being out from the house right now?
Yeah, you know, local businesses, like you're talking talked about. I mean, you know, the mom and pop places or the, you know, the one of a kind restaurants. You know, we have, you know, Starbucks and Chick-fil-A saying, oh, you can only use the drive through. Well, they can do that because they're multi-billion dollar companies.
Right.
So that's a little different. But then when it's, you know, local and they are trying to, you know, stay afloat during this, that's a big deal if they have to close.
Absolutely. A lot of people are suggesting that you buy gift cards online. If there is a local mom and pop shop that you want to support, maybe a clothing boutique or something, because then you can use the gift card after all of this is hopefully over. Good news, though, if you are a student or a parent that relies on those free meals for lunches and breakfast at local schools, Florida has activated a website for free student meals during school closures. We have that website up at 995qyk.com. And for many children, these meals are the only meals that they can rely on. So it's so important that they activated this.
Love that. Love, proud of Florida for that one, for sure. Mike Pence talking about grocery stores. Also some good news.
As the president said, he received a commitment from those grocery store executives that stores will stay open throughout the days that lie ahead. Also, very movingly, those same executives all reiterated their commitment to continue to support local food banks in the way that our grocers continue to do around America.
So that's encouraging from Vice President Pence right there and our president, knowing that grocery stores are going to stay open so we can get supplies. And like we said earlier, thank you so much to everybody who works at grocery stores who are kind of in the midst of all of this and making sure supplies are restocked. And you can do your part, and that is, you know, when you go there, get your essentials.
Yeah, don't be greedy. You got to think about other people in your community.
Absolutely.
They need those items as well. Like JR, who is down to two bottles of water.
At my house. Yeah. So I'll be there today.
Yeah.
That'll be great. So don't take all the water if you live next to Treasure Island, please, at the Publix.
There you go.
So that'd be great. That'd be awesome. So, but we're here for you. I want you to know that. We're going to give you all the updates that we can, the most accurate, credible, news that we can. And we're here for you if you want to call us up and talk. 800-992-1099. And coming up at 7:05, a very positive thing that we do every Monday called Military Monday. We are going to showcase somebody in our community that's in the military. Here's Carrie Underwood. What we call Military Monday here at 99.5 QYK, honoring somebody who lives right here in our community that has served in our military. And we got Soleil on the phone, and Soleil wants to nominate someone. Good morning, Soleil. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And we're doing great. We're so glad you reached out to us for Military Monday. Tell us about the person you're nominating, who they are, their relation to you, where they're serving or where they served, and a little bit about them.
I'm nominating my oldest brother, Alex. And he is in the Navy working in Washington, D.C.
Aww.
Yeah. And he just got married in last December. So he's living with his wife and they got a dog together.
Oh, they got a dog together? That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Is he active duty right now?
Yes.
And what does he do for the Navy?
He's IT.
IT. Okay. Very important, of course.
Yes, very important stuff. Did you go up there for the wedding or did they have it here?
Yes. They actually had it in Florida. We could all go, and it was nice.
Oh, nice. So he was able to get off of work and come down and get married. That's so fun. Well, you sound like such a sweet sister, and we love that you nominated Alex, and we just want to thank him for his service each and every day and what he does for our country and our community.
Thank you.
All right, Soleil, take care. Thanks so much, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, if you want to nominate somebody for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, you can do that at 995QYK.com. We'd love to hear from you and recognize somebody right here in our community. All right, coming up in 6 minutes, we need some Netflix advice from you. I know some of you are staying in and starting new series. We'll talk about it coming up. Well, we all know this sound. Right when Netflix starts, you got to know that, right? It's JR Melody 995QYK. We've got Kevin here as well. Kevin, tell me about the kiddos at home. How's this been?
It's been okay so far. It has only been 2 days. They're on spring break this week, so we knew this was coming already.
Right.
This was coming. That they would be home with us.
That's right. But next week, but we have lots of stuff to do. We have board games, tons of movies.
Right. Anything new on Netflix?
We actually don't have Netflix.
Really? You want my password?
Yeah.
Everybody else has it.
Yeah, it's true. we do Disney Plus.
Okay.
So they put Frozen 2 out yesterday on Disney Plus. This was like 3 months early.
I didn't know they did that. That's awesome.
So it just came out like 2 weeks ago. So
smart on their part.
They decided, hey, no, everyone's at home, so let's put Frozen 2 out.
Very smart.
And all our parks are closed.
Yeah.
So you might as well give you something.
And I was excited. This is something for me, but they actually released the new Star Wars movie. It was supposed to come out on Tuesday. They released it Saturday morning. So they're like, hey, everyone, you can watch the new Star Wars movie. Now, mind you, you have to pay for that one. That's not on Disney Plus. But yeah, I mean, listen, there's tons of stuff to do. You know, you have everything. We have board games. You know, you got to do stuff with the kids. You got to keep them busy. Took them outside, let them play outside a lot. You know, it's the next week is where, you know, it's just the multiple weeks. But
it's the week you didn't plan for.
Right.
That's the scary
listen,
part.
You do this every summer. I mean, the kids are off in the summer, so you know what to plan for. And yeah, it's just kind of a curveball, but we'll make it through. Yeah.
Did you teach them any games? I know you had board games. Did you teach them any games they hadn't played before, like stuff that you played as a kid?
Not
like
yet.
Like card games or anything like that?
No, not yet. I mean, me and my son play video games together a lot, so that's something we do. That takes up a lot of time, but my daughter's really not into them, so she'll go and play dolls in a room and stuff, with, you know, or play with my wife. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, there's so much stuff to do. It's the things that you don't think of that are now going to come up. So it's just trying to think of those different things to do. So,
absolutely.
You know, even like art projects and doing things like that with them, you know, just stuff that they'll enjoy.
Keep them occupied for sure. Very nice.
Spend some quality time with them,
Now, Melanie, you watched a couple of Netflix specials that I recommended for you.
Yes.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
We watched some stand-up. What was it? No, Not Hungry or something?
Stay Hungry.
Stay Hungry.
Right.
Watch that special. Very, very funny. Oh, my gosh. We were cracking up. So thank you for that recommendation. Also, we're continuing with Love is Blind, which I'm trying to get you on board with that.
People are posting nonstop about this. Give me a 20-second synopsis.
People meet in separate pods, and they don't get to see each other.
Okay.
And then they go on dating sprees back to back. They date different people, and then they get to decide who they actually want to go on more dates with in the separate pods. They don't see each other. And then in order to see each other, they have to propose and get married.
What?
It sounds insane, but it is such a good show.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Spoiler alert, people find real love, JR. It's so great.
It's like real love, like The Bachelor?
Yes.
Who are no longer together now?
The successful bachelors, yes.
All right, so what is that special or that Netflix series that you have started? You got to convince us to watch it, all right? You're going to get 30 seconds to convince us to watch it. We want to hear from you right now, 800-992-1099. We want to know something we can do at home during all this stuff. So 800-992-1099, what is that Netflix show or Hulu show that you are binge-watching now? Convince us, all right? JR Melanie 995 QYK. We appreciate you waking up with us. We are here for you. We're right here in the community. We're in this together, Tampa Bay's morning crew. And we're talking about shows that are on Netflix or Hulu, since we're going to probably be in our houses more. What is that series that we need to get on? And Melanie was talking about how she watched a couple comedy specials this weekend.
And Love is Blind. I'm hooked.
You're hooked on this.
Yes.
All right. So we thought we'd have people call in and tell us which show we need to be seeing. And they have about 30 seconds to convince us. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Megan from Seminole.
What is that Netflix show or Hulu show that we should be watching?
Hulu show. It's called Letter Kenny.
Letter Kenny. All right, you got 30 seconds to explain this to us and convince us. Ready? Go.
Okay, it is a comedy. It is about a group of friends. They are Canadian rednecks, and a day in the life of a Canadian redneck. Hysterical. The first 5 minutes of the first episode, you are literally peeing your pants laughing. So funny.
All right, and say the title one more time for me.
Letter Kenny, like the word letter and Kenny.
Letter Kenny, Canadian rednecks. I may be in on that.
And I get hooked within the first 5 minutes. She only took 20 seconds, by the way, to sell us on it.
All right, we're going to check it out for sure. I appreciate
Letter
you
Kenny.
Calling.
All right, have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Steven for a review.
All right, Steven. What's that Netflix or Hulu show we should be watching?
It's the new, dark series of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's a lot darker than, you know, the original with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, because that was more of a comedy.
Yeah, well, this one now, it's like a dark series. It's like, it's crazy. Like, if you watch it and stuff, it's it's pretty dark.
do they still have that black cat that's walking around?
Salem?
Yeah.
I may have watched one or two episodes.
Yeah, all right, so it's a completely different vibe than the original one we used to see on TGIF.
Yes, and on Nickelodeon. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that show back in the day. I used to love growing up to that.
Yeah. So you're hooked on this show, and it's a must-watch.
Yeah.
Is it on Hulu or Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I think right now I'm more on the Letterkenny.
Yeah,
the Canadian rednecks.
Than the dark Sabrina, the teenage witch.
That
I don't
could
know.
Be cool, though. Taking a little different approach to it.
Listen, we're going to be quarantined for a while, so I'll try anything, but that's probably not the top of the
we
list.
We have time.
Yeah. We have time to get to Sabrina.
I love it. All right, coming up, there's a gentleman that has 18,000 bottles of this that he's helping other people get their hands on. I will tell you what that is coming up in 6 minutes. Here's John Party, Heartache Medication on 99.5 QYK. Well, I definitely want to applaud Amazon and eBay for doing something to basically shut somebody down.
Seriously.
It's J.R. Melanie on 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We got Kevin here as well. So this story is insane, and it's about a hoarder.
Yeah, Matt Colvin and his brother Noah out of Tennessee, they went 2 weeks ago when news broke of the coronavirus.
Okay.
They went around to a bunch of stores, and they bought up all the hand sanitizer. Over 18,000 bottles. They went to Walmart, Staples, Home Depot, all around Tennessee and Kentucky, hoarding all of these hand sanitizers. Well, as you know, news broke that it's now a pandemic, people started to panic and they were going online and looking for hand sanitizer. Well, it was sold out on a lot of websites and in stores. So people started going on eBay and also Amazon, those third-party retailers,
sure,
you know, can go on there, set up an account and start selling stuff. Well, these brothers posted all of the bottles of hand sanitizer and were selling them for up to $70 a piece for a bottle of hand sanitizer.
People who take advantage, I mean, there's been like this in like medications or whatever that have come out and people have gouged prices.
Yes.
And like had a monopoly on it. The fact that you went around, first of all, get a life. What are you doing going around buying
Seriously.
Sanitizer? Second of all, have some respect for other people when it comes to this. Hey, bro, we're all in this together and you're trying to make money off someone who's sick? That's insane to me.
Thankfully, a lot of eBay users and Amazon users as well flagged his merchant accounts, and on Sunday, they were both shut down.
Good.
So then the brothers realized, uh-oh, we're in trouble. We've been price gouging people. Yeah, they are in trouble. The Tennessee Attorney General has launched an investigation into price gouging for the brothers.
Yep.
So the brothers decided, you know what? We're donating it all. So now they have donated 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizers to churches and first responders in their area. But the Tennessee Attorney General is like, too little too late, buddies.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They still want to charge them.
And it's interesting because you would think these guys got caught red-handed and they got shut down. They would be a little more apologetic.
Yeah.
Not really. Here they are.
Would you say you're sorry?
Sorry for buying all of this? No, I don't think that I would.
Yeah, so he's trying to say, well, listen, I was helping the economy out by buying all this stuff. It's like, no, dude, you were trying to price gouge people.
Yes, you were trying to make money and profit off of a seriously unfortunate situation. This guy.
Thoughts, Kevin?
Right?
Listen, I hope he gets something bad happened to him. Not by that, but I mean by, like,
he gets in trouble
from the Attorney General because they deserve it because
he deserves a fine for sure. Yeah,
that's awful.
And community service and something else. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out his punishment.
All of the charges.
They're also saying, by the way, something just flashed up on the news. They are saying to avoid gatherings of 50 or more people.
Okay.
So just want to let you know my birthday's canceled because I have a lot of people that want. I'm just kidding.
Were there going to be more than 50 people there?
No, I don't. Maybe not even more than 5. Here's Kenny Chesney.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Thomas Rhett is making the most of his time off right now. He is soaking in every last minute with his little newborn girl, Lennon. He said that when she cries, now he sings to her all the time to calm her down. So much so that he decided to write her a song, and now this is what he sings to her every time she cries.
Lennon, love my baby girl, don't you know that you could change the world with your sweet little smile and your gentle soul. Never let your flame grow cold.
Works every time.
Like awesome. A charm. Can you imagine being his wife, walking by the nursery and hearing that come out of it? Oh my gosh, I would just be in full-blown tears. That's adorable.
It'd be great to have a country singer as your dad that could sing you to sleep, right?
For real. The ACM Awards, they have been postponed. The Academy of Country Music Awards were scheduled for April 5th in Las Vegas, but they're working on rescheduling it right now. So far, a new date and location have not been determined, but we will keep you posted. Now, despite everything going on, Luke Bryan, he has got a positive attitude, and he decided that he's going to stick with releasing his new music video for his song, One Margarita. The video, it looks like they had a lot of
fun sure they did.
Filming this, but here's a clip of the song.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock.
There you go. One margarita, two margarita. Why not?
All your problems are gone, according to him. Kelsey Ballerini has an album dropping on Friday. She said that she's not getting to go out and promote it in the way that she wants to, but she's still hoping for the best.
My album still comes out Friday, which I am so excited about, like more than I can even say. I really wanted there to be so many moments and opportunities for me face to face. What I care about more than that is everyone staying safe and staying healthy.
Yeah, it's one of the safest things you can do right now is download an album on your phone.
Yes.
Staying home.
Music is not canceled. Music is safe. For all the latest country music news, head over to 99.5QIK.com.
All right, appreciate it. There you go. All online for you. Coming up, the latest info that we have on everything going on, including a statement from our vice president and our governor here in Florida. Jake Owen, homemade though, right now, 99.5QIK. 995 QYK, JR Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Some good news in all this and some smart things I think that our government and city officials are actually doing.
Yeah, they activated a website for those students that rely on the meals that they would be getting while they're at school. Usually this website is not available until summertime when kids are out of school, but they went ahead and activated it early. So families can find free meals for children under 18 during the current coronavirus school closures. And we have all of the information up on our website. 995QIK.com.
Very cool. And Mike Pence made a statement last night, Vice President Mike Pence made a statement last night about grocery stores and food banks.
As the president said, he received a commitment from those grocery store executives that stores will stay open throughout the days that lie ahead. Also, very movingly, those same executives all reiterated their commitment to continue to support local food banks in the way that our grocers continue to do around America.
Yeah, so very important that our grocery stores are going to be open. And thank you to our grocery stores and those executives that decided on that and committed to that. Because they replenish food banks a lot, and they've used a lot all year around, especially now when people are not able to work or maybe losing money because of all of this. So it's very important. I'm just glad to hear that news. Governor Ron DeSantis has said this about our restaurants.
You know, I think that people have said just close all restaurants. You know, I don't know that I'm convinced that that would be necessary, but I do think areas in the country, you've seen municipalities say, you know, there needs to be a certain amount of distance between each table, maybe have a 50% limit in terms of the restaurant. I think that would probably be something that would be more feasible.
Absolutely. Be smart what you do. Obviously, we talk about the hygiene and washing your hands. You've heard that a ton of times.
And social distancing, just keep space from the other tables if you must go out to eat at a restaurant.
Absolutely. And also, the other thing I was thinking about is the grocery stores. Be kind to one another. We're all in this together. We got to conserve what we can. Take what you need and maybe not, you know, stock up for 3 months or whatever.
Don't hoard items because many people need those same essential items as well. And then also lend a helping hand to your neighbor. Maybe you don't talk to your neighbor or you know someone that maybe needs help and is more at risk. Maybe you can help them out, go to the grocery store for them. So just be kind to one another.
Yeah, it's a good point. Talk about the elderly as well. Like if you have an elderly neighbor, hey, can I make a run for you? I mean, can I go there for you? What do you need?
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing. So that's why we're a great state, and that's why we believe in the American people and everybody here in Florida, so be kind to one another. And coming up, this has affected you in kind of a funny way. and your pocketbook in kind of a funny way.
Oh, yeah, definitely not getting a refund.
Yeah, and I love the alternative that this ticket gave you, or these people that sold you this ticket gave you. You're going to hear that next. She was so excited. Jerry Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. It was the Grand Prix. It was happening. It's happening close to her house. She said, you know what, Brian, we're going to spring some for some good tickets this year. It's the first time we're going to do it. We've saved up. You got paddock tickets. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be right up there next to the drivers.
Yeah, we were going to see some of the race car drivers, get to meet them, look inside the cars. This is the first year ever that we splurged on this experience because we've lived here our whole lives. We've always wanted to, but we just never did it. So we splurged on the paddock tickets. Only the race was, of course, canceled due to the coronavirus.
Which you understood.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're thinking in your head, okay, well, it's a bummer, but we'll get a refund of our tickets.
At least we get a couple $100 back.
Absolutely.
It's good news.
Well,
only, yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
They are not giving you a refund.
No. We got an email from the Grand Prix officials yesterday.
Okay, so give me, this is the best part, give me the alternative, or what are they suggesting? They say you can go next year?
Yeah, so you can apply the cost of your ticket to next year's Grand Prix of St. Petersburg.
Which you know they're going to hike up the price, so it's going to end up costing you more.
I know, I love that they said you can apply the cost. It's not just transferable, right. Because they know that they're going to raise the price.
Oh, yeah.
Or, here's the other super fun option right now when you're not supposed to travel. You could apply a credit worth 110% of the ticket price to admission to one of their other three races.
Oh, where
happening.
Are those located?
Well, Toronto.
Oh, go. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Get out there. Get out of the country.
Oh, yeah. Ohio.
Ooh, almost as close.
Or in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, across the country? Yeah. Why not? You got to fly there. Why would you not? Now you have to apply a plane ticket on top of the price of the tickets.
And a hotel stay.
Right.
And the fact that I could contract the coronavirus.
Right.
Come on, this is not an option.
A mask, gloves, all this thing. It all adds up.
Hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes. This is not happening. And I feel like, these were crappy options. I'm just going to be honest.
What a fail on the part of Grand Prix. That is insane to me.
Just make it transferable to next year for the exact price. Or give a refund.
Right.
But instead, nope, not happening. Yeah. So I can go to Toronto, Ohio, or Oregon.
The best part is she lives close to Grand Prix, so she had to watch everybody pack it up.
You know, oh, yeah.
She just heard this in her head. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yep,
that's why they're keeping that money. It takes a lot of money to set that up.
It was depressing, I'm not going to lie, seeing them wheel away the margarita bar that had not been opened. I was just like, oh, this is so sad. I would have had so many visits to you.
You poor thing.
No, it was obviously all for the best, but it is unfortunate that all those people that bought tickets are not going to get their money back, especially in a time when a lot of people need it. That's all.
Like Toronto, it's like insane that they would do that.
Yeah, get a passport, plane ticket. Yeah. All this extra
out of the
money.
Country. Yeah. This is very smart.
They should not have even given that as an option. They should have just said, well, it is what it is. You can apply it to next year. But the option to go travel out of country, no thank you.
Yeah, got to pass on that one. All right, coming up at 8:55, you're going to hear our Military Monday. We had someone we honored this morning. You're going to hear it again at 8:55. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. It's time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie, what you got?
Starbucks and Chick-fil-A, they are just two of the major chains that have limited dining to drive-through only. The companies are hoping to limit person-to-person contact. So if you're planning on hitting up Chick-fil-A for lunch or dinner, just know, too, that you're not going to get those menus. You know the laminated menus that they hand out so you can pick something? They will not be handing those out, so know ahead of time what you want to order so you can speed up the line because you can expect it to be very, very long.
I recommend the chicken. If you go there.
Really? So that's the one thing?
Yeah, I recommend.
Publix will begin closing at 8 p.m. until further notice. Walmart's 24-hour stores, those are going to close at 11 p.m. Apple is closing their stores altogether until March 27th. The good news is that grocery stores will be working hard to keep restocking the shelves. Here is Vice President Mike Pence talking about it.
As the president said, he received a commitment from those grocery store executives that... stores will stay open throughout the days that lie ahead. Also, very movingly, those same executives all reiterated their commitment to continue to support local food banks in the way that our grocers continue to do around America.
That's great news right there.
Absolutely. Now, trending nationwide on Twitter and in the Tampa Bay area is the hashtag quarantine life. If you're bored, you got nothing else going on, you may want to look up this hashtag quarantine life. My favorite one that I found this morning was this one. It said, One of the, it said, day two without sports, found a lady sitting on my couch. Apparently, she's my wife. She seems nice. Hashtag quarantine life.
It's great.
Yeah, people are finding out all new things being stuck inside with their significant other.
Well, a fun part of the day and some good news with everything going on right now. We have Cricket from Pet Pal in here right now. Hi, Cricket. How are you?
Hello. Very well. Thank you.
Monday is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Vodka for dog people. All right. So who do we have in studio? Actually, you know what? I know because he's walking around by my feet right now.
Yeah.
It's Duke.
It's the handsome Duke. And I do believe he is royalty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And he's got that look like he knows something you don't.
Duke has
very smart.
He's very smart. He's got beautiful coloring.
Oh,
he's
a
reddish tan color, and then he's got kind of black around the eyes. What breed are they saying?
All American, you
there
know.
You go. But They're all American.
You can pretty much choose
America.
What you like them to be.
Oh, you just get to pick what kind of dog it is. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
this is
what
new. This is a first for Monday. How is everything going at the shelter? How is everything?
We're still doing adoptions. We don't have a lot of people coming in as much as we did before for your 8 o'clock morning shifts and scrubbing and things like that.
Oh, so some volunteers.
Yes,
volunteers. So you're looking for some people that may be able to come in the morning and help out at the shelter. Maybe some of the regular volunteers, whether they're elderly or whatever reason, they're not coming in right now.
There's always stuff to do. You could go in and sit with a dog and just kind of love on them if you want, or, you know, there's messes to pick up and things. There's always something to do. Laundry.
Now, does the coronavirus affect dogs?
Well, they do have their own little vaccine, so they're not going to get it. But I haven't seen a big difference except for Saturday morning, I heard, was kind of slow.
Okay, so just the dogs, though, have all been vaccinated.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about
that. You never have to worry about
stuff. The shelter is still open. Dogs are adoptable, including Duke.
Yes, yes, our very handsome boy.
And if you are looking to get out and help some way in your community, they are looking for some volunteers to maybe come in the morning and help in the kennels.
And we are very small, so it's not like you're going to be around 50 people or anything.
Right. Absolutely.
So we are small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like one of Melanie's get-togethers she has with her friends with hundreds of people lining up for meet and greets. It's crazy.
Oh, Duke is rubbing up against me. Well, a big thank you to Pet Pal Animal Shelter
each and every week. Thank you so much.
To Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Yes, Tito's.
They make Mondays happen every single Monday. Head over to our Facebook page right now. We're going to do a Facebook Live. You can meet Duke up close and personal. And even if you're not looking for a pup to adopt, like and share the post. And hopefully we can find one for you.
Yeah.
Cricket here from
Thank
Pet Pal. Cricket, this is one of my favorite breeds of dogs, and it's what?
All American.
There you go.
Well, it's whatever you want it to be today.
All right, guys, have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to us every single morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning, of course, with any updates we have about everything going on right now. But be kind to each other.
Yes.
Be courteous in the grocery stores.
Absolutely.
And help those around you, all right? 99.5 QYK, JR and Melanie. We'll see you tomorrow.